There is a divorce attorney who's gone viral for sharing his views on how to up your success rate for the booty.
Yeah, I would say the best booty call for me is, of course, not now, in the past. The best booty call is you find a girl, well, I wouldn't say that is desperate, but you find a girl that's hot, but she has a young child, like between the ages of 1 and 3, because they're already like, oh my gosh, who wants me now?
And then marry her.
I have this baggage.
Oh yeah,
and that's what you did. You married her.
Yeah.
And then what I do is,
good point, Matt.
God,
see, she's ignoring it.
Yeah.
If she has a kid, I say, by the way, I've got a box of diapers over here for you. And usually they don't have money when they're young with a kid, and usually they're like, ooh,
romance.
I want that box of diapers. And then you go over there, give her the box of diapers, and she feels like she has to give you something in return.
It is the economy part of it, because they clearly didn't want you. They just wanted the diapers, Jason.
And then that's prostitution until you put the ring on it.
Right.
Either way, if they want the box of diapers, I'm still getting what I want.
I guess.
I don't care. I don't agree with your theory of finding someone who's quote unquote desperate because she has kids. And as Jason said, I don't know if y'all heard
it can
this.
Be a kid,
said,
not just...
Who's going to want me now? Right. That's what Jason said.
Right. Yeah, I heard that.
I mean, first of all, it's just it has to be between the ages of when they're in diapers. Very important.
The children.
Very
important. The woman that
unless you're
like
into
to
like
sleep
really
with.
Old women.
And then another thing that's
depends.
Very, the reason why is because a lot of times younger, people don't have money and they have a kid, so they don't have, and especially if they're not tied into somebody, it's got to be like they're, you know, the man left. So they're really like vulnerable at the time.
This has been relationship advice, booty call advice from Jason Goodman.
I mean, it's the same thing. Like this expert was talking about, you need to give them what they want, which for those women, it was attention. Mm-hmm. But Jason didn't feel like he could give the attention, so he just spent money
just
to do
diapers.
It.
It's easier.
Just got diapers. Yeah. Diapers would be fine.
It's easier.
Yeah.
So. Or formula, but that's a little bit more expensive.
Oh, my God.
Now, how old was Ruthie, your stepdaughter, when you met Carol?
6.
Oh, boy. So she wasn't so desperate. She was not as desperate.
No.
Out
no,
of diapers no. and all that.
Couldn't use the diapers.
I mean, it's a difficult time when you're trying to work as a single female young and trying to take care of a kid. It's definitely difficult.
It's hard.
Enter her savior.
Right. Here he is.
No.
Came in on a white horse. Probably a white Corvette.
Yeah.
Or whatever you were driving at the time.
I got pacifiers. I got diapers. I got formula.
It was lime green convertible Mustang.
Came in on lime green Mustang.
And my boombox. And
cool.
And he has like a trench coat on. He like opens it. He's like, how old is she? 6. He's like, I got Barbies. I got, you know, he has whatever the age of
puzzles.
I got puzzles.
Sketch.
Well, to be fair, when I met Carol, she ignored me big time. And she was actually dating a model type. I heard he has a small wiener. Anyways.
Whatever makes you feel better.
She told me that. Yeah. And
of course she did.
No, she told me the big ones too.
Okay.
But
okay.
Well, this particular guy had a small one. And that was her kind of the last boyfriend. And she was obviously, you know, he was a manager of the nightclub, big popular nightclub. And I had to win her over. Get this, Katie. Personality.
What?
It's
on Carol then.
It is on Carol.
On Carol.
It's on Carol. She gets what she gets.
Yeah. That is rude.
She gets what she
gets. No, I'm saying if you ever have to go to court with her again, be like, she chose me. She chose me.
She
all personality, Your Honor.
Wanted this.
And the judge would be like, what? Guilty. Mm-hmm. Give him all your money.
Katie being rude.
He hasn't called in a while. We have our, I don't want to say friend, but AML Satan on the phone.
Jared, it's okay. You can call me a friend these days. How do you think you did so well in court recently, by the way?
I haven't really decided if I want to mention that yet, but that's fine.
All right.
Yes.
Well, he's the devil. He doesn't care.
You've been vague booking just the way I like it.
Oh, boy. I even said hashtag vague booking when I did it.
Yeah. I saw.
Oh, since you brought it up, I'll just say what I can say for right now. Mm-hmm. Our court is over with Kelly. I don't want to get too much into it.
Well, you have not said her name in I don't even know how long.
But it's over. The judge, I might be able to get into more details later, but the judge ruled that I have primary custody of Ezra. That's what's happened. And she's paying all my attorney fees. That's that's what happened.
Well,
so Jason's a loser. He has to pay his attorney fees.
Well,
who gets an attorney that pays for him?
I would never brag about somebody paying mine. I hope
there's no bragging. Yeah. No bragging.
No, there's no bragging.
Better not be.
You know, because you have to joke. You know, I joke about everything.
Yes.
But when I came the next day, when that had happened, where I'd have to pay the attorney fees, and it's substantial. It's a lot. I go, Jason, you have to pay your attorney fees as a joke.
Uh-huh.
Because, to be fair, his is way more than mine.
Because on the air, he's like, you got way more than me. You got way more attorney fees. So I just returned the joke. Like, you actually have to pay yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does. For a very long time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Jason, if you would like somebody to pay yours, just do what Jared did. Sell me your soul. That's all it takes, bud.
I can tell you. I can teach you how, Jason. I asked ChatGPT. It's actually pretty easy. So what do you want to say, Satan, other than that?
Well, I know Jason's on the right path to coming to visit me with the diaper trick on the ladies. Been doing it for years myself.
Oh, never thought about that.
I bet you say you're pretty good with the ladies.
I bought the diapers for the children. I bought the diapers for my hookups. We're into those kinds of things down here.
Oh, like a Sydney Sweeney euphoria type of thing.
Huh.
You never know. You'll find out.
So are you proud of Jason with his manipulation? Because I know he's like your master pupil.
I know some people say the phrase, doing the Lord's work. I hate that. Disgusting. But with me, Jason, doing my work, and I'm here for it.
He listens every day, and it's so weird.
He does. And what do you think about booty calls just in general?
Booty calls. I invented booty calls, except mine involved pitchforks.
Torture.
All right, Satan, anything else you want to say? You have anything for Katie? You took a shot at me and Jason. Nothing.
Katie's been too far away. I'm trying to get her back. I'm hoping that she continues to drink her way down to see me.
Drink her way down to see you.
Well, look who's really turned things around.
I know.
Thank you, Satan.
I have a question. I have a question for Satan. Well, you know, I said that, you know, I had a wing curl over on my personality. What did Ben see in Katie?
Oh, okay.
Listen, this is—he has to get back at people to make himself feel
yes,
better.
Cause yes, because you just shot on me.
Oh, what about all the shots you've taken at me?
I would say you'd probably take 9 times
I don't
more
think
than
so.
Remember the next time we ask who you want to punch in the face?
Okay,
okay.
That is Jared. Who takes more shots?
Ooh, since we started,
yeah.
Since the start, it'd be Jason.
Thank you.
The last year, you take more shots.
Because
than him.
I've got sick of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
You take more shots now.
Yes.
But y'all fight. And it's like the best tennis match ever. I get to sit back and just watch the volleys. And it makes me very happy.
Say, and I'm still curious why Ben would choose Katie to be his wife.
You know, at the top of Ben's list was who's not going to give me a hard time for playing golf? And that's what he got.
And that's
I understand
who we found.
Now. I understand.
That's who he found.
And anything from Matt?
That's all I need. Somebody that's going to stay home, cook, and let me play 18.
Where's the stay home part?
You want her in that kitchen?
Stay
right?
home while he's playing golf.
I'll stay home all day. No problem.
What two rooms should Katie stay in?
The kitchen and the bathroom.
The bathroom.
Okay. I wish.
It's filthy disgusting in there. I've seen it. Your toilet's on your porch, Katie. It's terrible.
And then Satan, before we let you go, anything for Matt? He's so like level-headed, but.
Matt's such a great guy. I got nothing but great things to say about him.
I don't know if it's a compliment coming from Satan or not. I don't know how to take that. All right, Satan.
It's weird.